那我们当中有一位特别的客人哈。
We have a special guest here today.
那么我们几年前大家记得我们有为一位姐妹为她祷告，她患有癌症。
If you remember, there's a sister a few years ago who had cancer that we prayed for.
那么感谢主，那么神特别的医治她，她今天在我们当中，李红姐妹 Amy 站起来，让我们大家欢迎你。
Thank God that God healed her, and she is here today with us.
我们可以看到她，她恢复的非常好哈。
We can see she
healed
really well. We thank God.
我们神是听祷告的神。
God listens to prayers.
在我们当中做了很多奇妙的工作。
And He has done many, many miracles among us.
那么今天我们要看约翰一书的最后一段经文了。
Today we're going to study the last passage of 1 John.
在我们正式进入经文之前，我们一起做一个简短的祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings.
特别是我们在这个时候要纪念主耶稣基督的受死与复活。
Especially during time remembering Jesus died on the cross for us.
让我们深深地晓得你是何等的爱我们。
Let us deeply understand your love for us.
我们恭敬将今天我们所讲的经文我们都交托在你的手中。
We put our passage in your hands.
愿主你的圣灵亲自地感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
也启示我们。
And inspire us.
让所讲的跟所听的都同感一灵。
For those who are here speaking and listening, all experience your presence.
求主你激励我们的信心。
May you encourage our faith.
让我们以美好的信心迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
We wait patiently with great faith for your second coming.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
以前有一个牧师呢，他有机会呢，跟这个教会里面，一些高中生一起座谈。
There's a pastor who used to talk to a bunch of high school students.
那么他座谈呢，就会是这个高中生的学生来问牧师一些问题。
And the high school students had many questions for the pastor.
这牧师说了，任何问题都可以问。
And the pastor said, any questions are welcome.
关于圣经，关于信仰，关于我个人的生活。
About Bible, about faith, even about my personal life.
所以有一个高中生就问牧师说，牧师，你是不是有时会怀疑你的信仰？
And one high school student asked, Pastor, do you have doubts in your faith life?
这牧师说，有啊。
The pastor said, yes.
不但有，经常会有。
Not only I have it,
我有很多的疑问。
I have many doubts.
所以这个讲完了之后啊，这个教会里的这个啊长执就过来了，说牧师啊，这个你怎么可以告诉会众你有怀疑呢？
After the deacons came to the pastor and said, how can you tell people that you have doubts?
我们教会从来都是讲信心的嘛。
Church is about faith.
不能讲怀疑哈，
can't talk about doubts.
好像基督徒我们只能相信，
Christian can only believe.
我们不能怀疑，
we cannot doubt.
这样呢，信心是不是我们所要说的真正的信心呢？
Is the faith the really faith that we're talking about here?
其实这样的信心可能有的时候就是一种盲从了哈。
Sometimes faith like that is like a blind obedience.
你说现代的媒体啊，常常会抹黑我们这个基督教的信仰。
Modern media often smears Christianity.
好像基督徒就是一群他们不看现实的一些证据，就是盲目的相信一些个陈腐的教义而已。
It seems Christians are a bunch of people who don't look at reality and they just believe really old stale teachings.
那么造成这种局面，我想教会有一定的责任。
Well, I think our church has some responsibility for that situation.
如果教会没有一个宽松的环境，
If there is no relaxed atmosphere in the church,
没有人敢涉及这个禁区，
Nobody dares to talk about taboos.
基督徒是不是可以怀疑呢？
Can Christian have doubts?
如果我有怀疑的话，是不是证明我就没有相信呢？
If I have doubt, does that mean I don't have faith?
那么如果真的有怀疑，我们又该如何去面对怀疑？
If I do have doubts, how do I face that?
我想这是这方面的教会，很多的教会是缺乏这方面的教导。
I think many churches lack teaching in this aspect.
那么今天呢，我们来看约翰福音的最后一段书，一段一书的最后这段经文，就来告诉我们一些救恩的确据啊。
Today, when we study the last passage of 1 John, we'll study the evidence of salvation.
希望我们也通过这一些个经文的思考，能够找出我们面对心中怀疑的一个方法。
I hope these passages will help us to face the doubt in our hearts.
你知道圣经里面有很多处讲到怀疑。
In fact, in the Bible, there are many places talk about skepticism.
因为怀疑可能会最终酿成信仰的危机。
Because skepticism brews a crisis.
耶稣就对门徒说哈。
Jesus said to his disciples once,
说应当满有信心，你就可以什么样成就大事哈。
If you full of faith, you will do great things.
你有信心的话，可以叫大山从这边挪到那边都可以的。
If you have faith, you can move the mountain from one side to the other.
耶稣复活的时候也对门徒说，你
After the resurrection of Jesus,
不要疑惑哈。
He told the disciples not to doubt.
那么雅各在雅各书里面也讲到过，疑惑的人就像那个什么。就像那个随风摇动一样哈。
James talked about in his book of James that people who doubt are like those tossed by the wind.
所以这大概讲了两个事实。
There are two facts being talked about here.
第一个是怀疑有碍于我们信心的成长。
Doubt hinders our growth of our spirituality.
主不喜悦的事。
And Lord is not pleased.
第二个就是怀疑在我们的信仰生活中确实是存在的。
Doubt does exist in the life of faith.
怀疑呢，显然不是一个正面的东西啊。
Obviously, doubt is not positive.
那么，圣经里对怀疑几乎没有什么正面的描述。
And there's really no direct description of doubt in the Bible.
这就是我们基督徒说我们不能有怀疑。
That's why Christians says we cannot doubt.
我们要竭力的回避。
And we should avoid it.
我们不希望别人给我们贴上一个标签，说他有怀疑。
Nobody wants to be labeled as doubters.
但是怀疑其实我们信仰信心在成长过程中不可避免的一部分。
However, doubt is inevitably a step in our growth of faith.
所以我们承认怀疑的存在才是我们正视怀疑的这个前提。
Admitting the existence of doubt is where we can grow our faith.
那么这也是我们信心成长的一个前奏曲。
It's a prelude to the growth of our faith.
圣经里面有很多属灵的伟人，他们都有怀疑的历史。
It's recorded in the Bible. Many great spiritual men have doubts.
那么你说你跟我可能会没有吗？
How about you and me?
那么我们最知道亚伯拉罕被称作什么？信心之父，对不对？
We know Abraham was called the father of faith.
神应许他说，我将来要祝福你的子孙。
God told him he will bless his descendants.
但是他到了一百岁的时候还没有孩子，对不对？
But when he came to 100 years old, he had no children.
他有没有怀疑？
Does he have doubt?
他有怀疑。
He does.
于是他采取行动，怎么样？他就娶了夏甲为妻。
Then he took action to marry Hagar.
那我就自己生出一个孩子来哈。
I want to have a child of my own.
那么约伯的话我们也知道他也有怀疑，当他受到苦难身体有疾病，他说神哪、啊、我没有做错事，为什么会这样，他有怀疑。
Remember Job when he had suffering in his body and life and he said God why did I suffer?
那么圣经里还讲过另外一个约翰，他不是写这个约翰一书的约翰，他叫施洗约翰。
There's another John in the Bible, the Baptist Bible.
Baptist John. yeah, 那么他呢被关到监狱里的时候，他心里说，哎呀，这个耶稣到底是不是那个弥赛亚？
When he was in the prison, he questions, is this Jesus the Messiah?
他不确定，他派他门徒说，你去。去问问他，他到底是不是应许要来的那一个。
He sent two disciples to question and say, "Are you the one coming?"
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，怀疑是存在的。
Look at it, doubt exists.
所以当你有怀疑，你就不会惊慌了哈。
And when you have doubt, you're not scared.
所以有的基督徒说，哎，我既然怀疑了，肯定我就是不信了哈。
Well, if I have doubts, maybe I don't believe.
事情并不是这样子。
That's not necessarily true.
那么今天的周报里面有一张特殊的夹页哈。
there's a pamphlet inside your newsletter.
那么上面有很多填空哈。
There are many fill in the blanks.
那么大家可以把这个填上。如果没有笔的话，请你举手。Raymond 那里有笔，可以发给你一支哈。
If you need pen, let Raymond know he has them.
Yeah.那个这里面的我们首先来看一下哈，来思想一下这个怀疑哈。
Let's talk about the doubt. Let me grab mine.
现实中人们有很多的怀疑哈。
In reality, people have a lot of doubts.
那么怀疑呢，我们对他这个在信仰上有很多的误解哈。
And we have many misunderstandings about it.
那么首先呢，有人以为啊，怀疑跟相信是相对立的。
First of all, some people think doubt and belief are opposite.
所以第一个误解就是怀疑跟相信是相对立的。
So the first misunderstanding is that doubt and belief are totally opposite.
其实这个是错误的。
In fact, that's not true.
那么，怀疑的并不是相信的对立面。
Doubt is not the opposite of.
相信的对立面是什么？是不信。
What's the opposite of believing? Is unbelieving.
怀疑代表内心的不确定，哈。
Doubt just represents the inner uncertainty.
当我们翻越了这个怀疑的大山的时候，就可以看见信仰的曙光哈。
When you surpass the mountain of doubt, you can see the dawn of faith.
而不信呢，是决意的拒绝。
However, non-unbelieving are determined to refuse faith.
所以怀疑跟不信呢，是完全不同的两回事。
So doubt and unbelieving are totally different.
好，第二点。
Secondly.
第二个怀疑的误解是说，有人以为怀疑之过不可饶恕。
Some people think that having doubts is unforgivable.
怀疑之过不可饶恕。
Having doubt is unforgivable.
怀疑呢，属于信仰的挣扎。
Doubt is the struggle of faith.
会得到圣灵的帮助。
And you will get the help of Holy Spirit.
而不信呢，则属于灵性上的堕落。
People refusing to believe lose their souls.
那么最终将会被神所抛弃的。
And will be abandoned by God.
神是喜悦我们带着疑问来到他的面前去求问的。
God is pleased to see you, to seek him when you bring all kinds of questions.
好，第三个误解。
The third one.
第三个误解是有人认为信仰的挣扎表明缺乏信仰的挣扎表明缺乏信心。
Some people think the struggle of faith indicates a lack of faith.
信仰的挣扎表明缺乏信心。
Struggle of faith indicates a lack of faith.
那么，这个是错误的。
This is wrong.
真实的情况是说明什么？
The real situation.
证明说，当你有挣扎的时候，表明你这个人怎么样？有信心存在。
Doubt shows really the existence of your faith.
一个没有信心的人，他根本就不会有挣扎。
People who don't have faith don't have to struggle.
所以很多的我们以为有信心，你就肯定没有疑问。
Sometimes we think when you have faith, you have no doubt.
但这不是我们基督徒所讲的信心。
But that's not the faith Christians are talking about.
我相信耶稣基督。
I believe in Jesus Christ.
我相信基督的救恩。
I believe the salvation of Jesus Christ.
但是我有很多的疑问。
But I have many doubts.
但是我选择，即使有疑问的情况下，这些答案没有完全找到。
But even if when I have questions and I don't have all answers to all my questions,
我选择仍然相信。
I choose to believe.
这个就是神最喜悦的。
This is what God most pleased with.
这就是我们真正的信心了。
This is our true faith.
所以在这个图的下面我们有一张，在这张纸的中间我画了一条直线，一个图哈。那么这个图的最左边呢，代表100%的不信。
On the left, it represents 100% unbelief.
这个图的右边呢，代表你100%的相信。
On the right, represents 100% believing.
很多人呢，几乎是处于这个中间的状态。
Many people fall in the middle.
那么很少人是处于这种极端的两百分之百的这种状态。
Few people are on the extremes, both sides.
即使说那个我不相信，耶稣基督的人，他其实他也很难达到百分之百的不相信。
Even those who say they don't believe Jesus Christ, they're not 100% sure about that.
所以怀疑呢是游离于两者之间啊。
So doubt is really swinging between the two.
所以怀疑不是好事。但也不是过犯。
Doubt is not a good thing, but it's not a transgression.
所以当人相信到一定程度的话，就像我这条线到了中间的这个叫临界点哈。
When people's faith comes to a certain point, like this critical point that I draw on the line,
信心就豁然产生了。
And the faith is already there.
那么这个时候并不是说你疑惑完全消除哈。
However, that doesn't mean your doubt has been completely eliminated.
而是此消彼长哈。
But because sometimes it grows, the faith grows more.
所以时机恰当的时候，那个怀疑时不时的它还浮出水面哈。
And when opportunity presents itself, your doubt may surface again.
那么大家都知道这个特蕾莎修女是不是
？Everybody knows Mother Teresa.
那么她在印度加尔各答那个地方服侍穷人，她。做了好多年啊。
He served the poor in India many, many years.
大家都认为他是个圣徒。
Everybody thought she is a saint.
那么最后他去世之后，有他的日记会报，就大家才了解到曝光哈。
After her death, her diary came to the light.
哦，他在他信仰的这个路程上，他很多的时候，他有很多的疑问。
In her journey of faith, she had many questions.
但是怎么样？凭着信心走过来。
But she walked through her faith with faith.
所以成了一个美好的榜样。
And she became a very good example.
所以我们知道了对怀疑有一定的了解，我们就不会这么恐惧怀疑了。
When we understand what doubt is, and we wouldn't be so fearful about it.
如果我要说我有很多疑问的话，你不会太惊慌啊，我们的牧师都有很多疑问。
When I say I have many doubts, you wouldn't be afraid that I'll pass.
那么我们来现在来回到经文，我们来思考一下这些永生的确据。
Let's come to the passage and really think about the evidence of our salvation.
你有圣经的话，请打开约翰一书第五章。
If you have Bible, please open up to 1 John chapter 5.
那么我们来看第十三节到二十一节。
Let's look at verses 13 through 21.
那么约翰一书第五章，我来读中文， Melissa 来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
约翰一书第五章十三节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us, he hears us.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of.
人若看见弟兄犯了不致死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说，当为这罪祈求。
If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about it.
凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
All unrighteousness is sin, and there's sin not leading to death.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked ones does not touch him.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked ones.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面， 这是真神，也是永生。
And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
小子们呐，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
那么接下来这段经文的话大概可以分成三段。
The scriptures can be divided into three paragraphs.
那么三到十五节可以说是声明了神垂听祷告。
Verses 13 through 15 verses affirm that God listens to our prayers.
16节到17节是讲到说为弟兄代祷。
Verses 16 to 17 talks about praying for brothers.
当然也包括姐妹了。
And sisters, of course.
那么18到21节是重申了信仰的一些要点。
Verses 18 through 21 reiterates the main points of faith.
所以这三段分别对应着在这本书里面反复重复的三个主题。
These three paragraphs talks about three themes that were repeated in his book.
那么第一个主题叫与神相交。
The first one is have fellowship with God.
第二个就是基督徒的彼此相交。
The second one is have fellowship with one another.
最后一个就是纯正信仰问题。
And the last one is about pure faith.
我们知道约翰一书分成三个主要的部分。那么第一个部分的启示叫上帝是光，对不对？
Do you remember the first part of the first John is talk about God is light?
那么在上帝是光的这个主题之下，约翰就谈了三部分，这三部分，与神相交，彼此相交，跟纯正信仰。
And under that section, he talked about the three things, about talking about have fellowship with God, have fellowship with one another, and pure faith.
那么讲到，后面又讲到上帝是公义，跟上帝是爱，又重复了这两次，重复了这三个。
And then he talked about God is righteousness and God is love, and he repeated these three things again.
那么我们特别注意到这卷书最后它结尾最后的一句话是一句警告，而不是祝福。
And we should pay attention to the ending of this paragraph. It's a warning, not a blessing.
小子们呐，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
这和一般的书信结构是不太一样。
It's very different from other letters.
所以在这段经文里啊，约翰隶属了救恩的确据。
In this passage, he listed out all the evidence of salvation.
所以知道这一个词在一段里出现六次啊。
The word know appeared six times.
尤其在十八节到二十节，他说：“我们知道，我们知道。”最后。我们也知道啊。
Especially in verses 18 through 20, he talked about we know, we know, we know.
三个属灵的真理。
And three truth about spirituality.
那就是从神而生。
That is born of God.
属神的。
Of God.
借着基督而得永生。
Eternal life through Jesus Christ.
所以针对那个异端可能会动摇这些信徒的这个信仰。
Some of the heresies will try to sway your faith from Jesus Christ.
所以约翰罗列了五个事实。
And John here listed five truths.
这五个确据啊，可以说是环环相扣啊。
The five evidence of salvation are locked together.
描绘了一个真实的信仰生活是怎样的。
And describes the true life of faithful life.
就是令人信服。
Which is very convincing.
下面我们就一一的来看这五个确据。
Let's look at one at a time of these evidence.
所以在这张纸上，下面也列出了哈这五个确据的空格哈。
And there are filling the blanks on your pamphlet as well.
那么第一个确据是什么呢
？What's the first one?
第一个确据就是基督徒必有永生。
The first one is that Christians have eternal life.
基督徒必有永生。
Christians have eternal life.
永生呢？在这段经文里可以是首尾呼应。
Eternal life echoes in verses in this passage.
那么第十三节出现过，二十节也出现了。
It appeared in verse 13 and verse 20.
串联了整个书信的核心。
And connecting the core message of this passage.
基本上十三节就是告诉我们约翰写这封书信的目的是怎样。
Verse 13 talks about the reasons why he wrote this letter.
是让我们知道有永生。
And he wants us to know that we have eternal life.
如果说约翰福音的时候，约翰写告诉他们是 列出了很多的证据，是让他们相信有永生。
In the book John, he listed all the evidences for you to believe in Jesus Christ.
那个是对还没有信的人来证实的。
And that was testimony for those unbelievers.
所以这封书信，约翰是对这些信徒讲的，说你们要确信你们有永生。
And this book is about talking to the Christians and having them believe they have eternal life.
好，第二个确据。
The second evidence.
第二个确据呢？他是讲到了神必垂听祷告。
And talks about that God listens to prayers.
那么在第十四节、十五节，这个讲得非常清楚。
In verse 14 and 15, talks very clearly about that.
所以第二个确据是神必垂听祷告。
So the second affirmation is that God here listens to our prayers.
不过注意，这里面有个前提哈。
But there is a prerequisite.
这个前提就在十四节讲到说，我们若按照他的旨意求什么。
And it talks about in verse 14, we are praying according to his will.
所以使徒向我们保证，我们如果按照神的心意去求的话。
The apostle assured us that if we pray according to his will,
无不得着。
And everything will be given to you.
我想既是这个，既是约翰从耶稣那里亲身所领受的教训。
This is not only the teaching that John got from Jesus Christ.
那么也是他本人的切身体会。
But also his personal experience.
那么上次我讲到的时候，我提到过说，当我们灵魂受到攻击的时候，我们应该怎么样？呼唤耶稣的名字。
Last time I talked about when our soul got attacks, we need to cry out for Jesus Christ.
哎，那个叫Jesus Prayer, 哈，叫耶稣的祷文，哈。Yeah, 那个就是说神必垂听我们祷告，是根据这个证据的。
That just says God will listen to our prayers.
所以这个与第三个确据呢也是相符吻合的。
And this is very consistent with the third certainty.
因为第三个确据在十八节是告诉我们神必保护他的儿女。
And the third one lives in verse 18, talks about God will protect his children.
神必保护他的儿女。
God will protect his children.
注意，这里面也有一个前提。
And pay attention, there is also a prerequisite.
所以要注意这个前提啊，大家，我们需要不想不想要神的保护？
Do we want God's protection?
一定要注意，这有前提的哈。
And we need to pay attention to that.
这个前提就是必不犯罪。
And the premise is that you must not commit sin.
这个并不是说信徒没有过犯哈。
It's not saying that believers do not have transgressions.
我们知道这跟约翰在前面的经文讲的是一致的哈，信徒会有过犯的哈。
We know the Christians sometimes have transgressions.
但是这里说必不犯罪，说我们不故意的活在罪中哈。
Here it talks about we don't live in sin deliberately.
那么第四个确据哈
，The fourth one
就进一步的解释了这个必不犯罪。
Further explains there is no sin.
我们为什么可以做得到这样不可以活不活在罪中呢？哈
？How can we not sin?
因为基督徒不在魔鬼的权势之下。
Because we are already out of the realms of devil.
基督徒不在魔鬼的权势之下。
Because we are not under the power of devil.
那么第五个确据
，The fifth one.
这个是基督徒应该有的一个生活形态，哈。
This is what believers should have.
基督徒会认识基督，并且住在基督的里面。
We know Christ and we live in Him.
所以，这五个确据就是来对付我们心中的疑问的。
These five evidences are really used to deal with our doubts.
不过这段经文里啊，有一段有一个疑难问题哈。
But there's a difficult question here.
大家会问到什么是？致死的至于死的罪。
You may ask, what is the sin that leads to death?
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，哈。
The Bible tells us the world has sinned.
那么罪的代价就是死亡。
And the price of sin is death.
这里不单只是身体的死亡，也是指灵性的死亡。
Not only in our body, but spiritually.
那么我们结合本书约翰里反复前面讲过的，我们就知道这个说。必死的罪乃是指那些人背弃了基督了。
And when we look through this book, we understand the sin of death refers to those who abandon God.
那么去跟随一些假教师。
And follow fake teachers.
那么他们这样的话就没有一个悔改的机会了。
And they don't have a chance to repent.
所以约翰说，甚至你不需要为他再祈求。
John even said, you don't even need to pray for them.
所以这是约翰给当时信徒的一个提醒。
And this is a reminder that John gives to the believers at that time.
不过至于死的罪呢，有可能也会招致身体的死亡。
But the sin of death could also lead to immediate physical death.
大家记得《使徒行传》里记载一个故事没有？第五章。
Do you remember a story in Acts chapter 5?
那么有一个，当时教会里有一个信徒，他叫亚拿尼亚的。
Do you remember there's a believer whose name is Ananias?
他跟他太太两个人怎么样欺骗教会哈
？And his wife cheated.
所以要欺哄圣灵之罪。
And they have the sin of lying to the Holy Spirit.
所以当场就死在那个地方了。
And they died immediately.
啊，这就是身体立刻的死亡。
That's the immediate death of the physical body.
可能你觉得说，哦，圣经里讲的。现在会不会还有这种事情发生？
Well, it talked about in the Bible before. Do you think it'll happen again?
弟兄姐妹，这种事还会发生的。
It will.
所以我在前几天做门徒训练，带人做门徒训练，我们就查到那一刻就讲到说，神会管教他的儿女。
When we in disciple training, we talked about God disciplines his children.
就像一个小孩子，他在外面，他又哭又闹。
Just like a kid who is throwing a tantrum outside.
又打躺在地上撒泼耍赖
and lying on the floor screaming and shouting.
那做父母的该怎么办？
And what do the parents do?
把带回家不就好了吗？
And they'll take
你不要太难看，给父母丢脸，对不对？
The parents don't want to lose face.
回家吧。
And take the kid home.
所以我们要是不好好做，神就说，哎，你还是回家吧。
If we don't do well, God may say, come home.
这是一个真实的故事哈，我听一个牧师，一个牧师讲过在他教会里发生的事哈。
It's a story happened in a pastor.
有一个这个说是基督徒，但是他平常在教会里面，讲话行为啊，常常让人受不了哈。
Used to be who said to be a Christian, but he speaks very openly and sometimes wrongly.
有一次在教会里面，他开会员大会哈。
In a general members meeting.
那么讨论这个一个非常敏感的话题。
They were talking about a sensitive topic.
哦，这位先生不干了，站起来开始发言啊。
And the gentleman stood up, started speaking.
啊，这种讲话就是让很多人都受不了，根本就不合我们基督徒这种啊这种身份。
And what he said is not good for any Christians.
不过他非常生气。
And he was very angry.
讲完了之后，他就回去坐到他的椅子上。
And he done speaking, went back to his seat.
他说，如果是我错了的话，
If I'm wrong,
就让神告诉我是我错了吧。
Let God tell me I'm wrong.
胆子多大，他敢跟神叫板啊。
Look at him, how dare he is.
真的，当场他就没有离开那个座位，马上就大规模的心肌梗塞，当场就死在那里。
Had a heart attack and died.
所以不可以不敬畏神的。
So do not do that. We need to fear God.
对于信仰我有疑问是一回事。
So when we have doubt in our faith, that's okay.
那么对神不敬畏这是另外一回事。
But when you have no fear of God, that's another.
神不会说，因为你有疑，你跟神说我有疑问，神帮给你让你死在那里，不会的。
When you say God, I have doubt, God will not let you die immediately.
Yeah, 所以有疑问没有关系，神乐意我们带着疑问到他面前来。
It's okay to have doubt.
所以呢，
loves us when we come to him with
我们要学习怎么样正视我们心中的疑问。
We need to learn how to deal with doubt.
怀疑本身不是好事。
Doubt is not a good thing.
但也不一定就是坏事。
But it's not necessarily a bad thing either.
因为它的出现是反映了我们属灵生命当中一些需要更新的部分。
Because its appearance exposes the part of life that needs renewing.
可能我们以前信仰中很多认识神是通过理性这个部分认识神的。
It could be because you know God through rationality.
可能到了一定程度，你的理性这个路走不下去的。
But when you come to a certain point, just knowing him through the books is not going to work for you.
你开始有怀疑，我以前走的这条路。
And you start doubt, what did I walk through?
那么神会利用这个机会让你提升啊。
And God will use this opportunity to.
你学习怎么样从感性。
And you learn him through your heart,
或者甚至从灵性方面去认识神。
Or through your spirit.
但是怀疑确实需要对付。
But we do need to deal with doubt.
如果我们对它视而不见，它也不会自动消失啊。
If we pretend it doesn't exist, it's not going to disappear on its own.
你要知道，耶稣是天底下最好的老师。
Jesus is the best teacher in the world.
所以你，我跟一个这个大学生讲，他做实验做不出来，我就说你为什么不求问耶稣呢？
When a college student couldn't get his experiment to work, I asked him, why didn't you ask God?
耶稣难道不是你那个专业当中最好的老师吗？
Isn't Jesus the best teacher in your field?
他说啊，这种事也可以问耶稣。
And he was like, what? This I can ask of him too?
所以你要认识耶稣，你要就是我们认识耶稣，你要有突破啊！你要知道耶稣，这种事情也可以问耶稣，对呀，可以问耶稣。
This can ask him, yes, of course.
这就是我们经历神的一个过程。
This is how we experience God.
怀疑啊，不代表我们缺乏信心啊。
God does, doubt doesn't represent that we lack of faith.
乃是我们迈向信心成熟的一个契机。
It's a step towards a much better faith.
所以有了怀疑的，面对怀疑的勇气。我们才可以妥善地处理信仰中的疑问。
When we have the courage to face doubt, and then we can deal with it.
那么这张纸上后面讲到正视怀疑有两个办法。
And there are two ways to deal with your doubts.
那么第一个方法是什么呢？
What's the first one?
第一个方法就是借用信心。
The first one is to borrow faith.
那么上帝预备了教会。
God prepares the churches.
那我们可以大家彼此代祷嘛。
And we can pray for one another.
就像这段经文，神必垂听我们祷告，对不对？
This is the passage says, God will listen to prayer.
其实我们有疑问呢，借助祷告，大部分的疑问都可以解决。
When we have doubt and we pray to Him, most of the questions will be resolved.
你教会里神有预备牧师啊、长老啊、老教师啊等等，都可以解决我们很多的问题。
In the church, we have pastor, we have deacons, we have many Christians here that can help you.
那我们今天下午就会有慕道班嘛，哈。
And this afternoon we have a class here.
那么慕道班 Seekers class,
Seekers class.
那就是专门回答大家问题的。
And this is used to answer your questions.
那么有的时候我们遇到了一些重大的信仰危机，我们自己跟神的沟通会受到阻碍，哈。
Sometimes when we face a major crisis,Our communication with God may be blocked.
那个时候我们就需要别人的帮助。
And this is where we need external help.
所以这个就是第一个方法，借用信心。
And this is the first one, is to borrow others' faith.
所以不论是古代还是现代，哈。
Whether in the ancient times or nowadays.
这个方法都可以帮助我们度过危机，哈。
And this method will help us get through our crisis.
我们怎么样去借鉴人家信心呢？
How do you do that?
就是我们去看别人的属灵的经历是什么。
We can look at other spirituality and their growth.
那基督教有2000多年的历史，哈。
And we have over 2,000 years of history.
你遇到的事情别人都早就遇过了。
And the things that you have encountered, others have already been there and done that.
你有过的疑问别人早就研究过的了。
And the questions you have, others have already studied.
没有什么新的东西，你看看别人怎么走过的，你同样可以走过。
And there's nothing new. If you look at others, how they walk their faith, you could do that too.
那么第二个方法是什么？
What's the second question? Second method.
是重温自己的经历啊。
This is to relive your experience.
那每个人我们跟神都有一些属灵的经历。
Everyone has experience with God.
这是基于神给我们那五个确据啊。
And this is based on the five evidences that we talked about.
有没有在某些事上神垂听我们的祷告？
Have God answered your prayers?
可能我们在祷告这个事情没有按照我们祷告发生。
Maybe when we prayed for something, it didn't happen according to what we asked for.
但是在其他的事情上神却清清楚楚认证了他的作为。
But in other things, God has evidenced himself to you.
所以当我们怀疑的时候，好像神既遥远又陌生。
Sometimes when we have doubt, we feel like God is remote and so strange.
但是当我们重温这些属灵经历的时候，
But when we relive our experiences with God,
那就会帮助我们去重拾信心。
Help us regain our faith.
所以怀疑并不可怕。
So doubt is not scary.
只要我们勇敢地去面对，它可以成为我们属灵生命再上一个台阶的一个契机。
If we face it briefly, it'll take us to our next step in our spiritual life.
大家知道主耶稣怎么样对待他门徒的怀疑的？
You remember how Jesus dealt with the doubts from his apostles?
那么一个门徒叫多马的，对吧？
There's an apostle named Thomas.
他有个绰号叫怀疑的多马。
And he has a nickname called Doubtful Thomas.
因为他什么事都怀疑的。
Because he doubts everything.
所以那其他的门徒都见到了耶稣复活，他说我不信，除非我亲眼看见才信。
The other apostles saw Jesus' resurrection, but he said, "No, I have to see it in my own eyes."
所以，当下一次耶稣显现的时候，他在场吗
？When Jesus appeared again, he was there.
耶稣会怎么说
？What did Jesus say to you?
啊，你居然敢怀疑我！我让天火下来把你烧了。
How dare you doubt me? I'll send the fires to burn you.
没有，耶稣说，
no, he didn't.
你来摸我的手。
God says, "Come here, touch my hands."
我肋旁的伤口
and my ribs.
是怎么显给他证据，让他确信。
To show him the evidence of his faith.
所以多马看见之后怎么样？他真的相信了。
When Thomas saw that, he believed.
耶稣说：“你这小信的人呢
？”And Jesus said,
你看见了，你才相信。哈。
And only when you see it, you believe.
那没有看见就相信的人是有福了。
And those who didn't see but believed are blessed.
那就是指你跟我啊。
That's you and me.
我们没有看见耶稣的面，我们已经怎么？已经相信。
We haven't seen Jesus Christ, but we believe.
这是神给我们美好的福气。
That's a blessing from God.
好，愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
May God bless us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐你的话语给我们。
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your words.
今天是棕榈主日。
Today is Palm Sunday.
是耶稣光荣进圣城的日子。
It's the day that Jesus went to the city.
那么下个星期也是我们纪念主耶稣基督的受死与复活。
Next week, we'll remember God's, Jesus Christ.
这个时候让我们再一次
resurrection, so.
再一次思想主你赐给我们的救恩。
Let's remember your salvation.
主你赐给我们这美好的确据。
You give us such beautiful evidence.
让这每一个确据在我们心中可以生根。
For every evidence, please have them root in our hearts.
也愿这信心的种子在我们的身上可以开花结果。
May the faith, the seeds of the faith in our body flower and have beautiful fruits.
愿主你祝福今天每一位听到这信息的人。
May you bless everyone who listened to your message today.
这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
Pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.